coach saw Johnny there, and he acknowledged probably should have gone to Gary Barnage early in that play, but still was able to make the play. And so my question is, what's the most important thing that this offense must do on Sunday?
We have to be efficient, especially on early downs, that it's our age-old, our formula for being successful. Got to win on first down, get yourself, if you are going to get to third down, then those have to be manageable. And I think you got to mix it in. You got to hit some chunk plays in this league. I think it's very difficult to just methodically drive and kind of nickel and dime teams and all the way down the field. So, we think we have some good chunk plays schemed up, and we'll see if we can execute them.
All right, time now for hashtag Ask Pet, the phenomenon sweeping the Northeast Ohio region. And we'll start off with this. Cam Irving's been working a lot at right guard. He's got some work at center. We've seen him some at tackle, but not really at left guard because that's been Joel Bitonio's domain. That's mm-hmm. where he will start on Sunday. How different is that in terms of what he has to do at left guard from right guard?
There are some subtle differences, but Cam's strength really has been his versatility. He's played a decent amount on the left side, especially the days where Joe Thomas has been given the day off in practice. So he's logged a good number of reps on the left side. So he has a good understanding of that world over there. And when he did get reps at right guard, he was solid. So we're looking forward to it. He's getting all the reps this week in practice, and it's good to see this because he's really earned it. He's put in a lot of good time, whether it was in the weight room, in the meeting room, on the practice field. And as we know, that lineup's been tough to crack, and it's unfortunate that Joel got hurt, but it does open a window of opportunity for Cam.
All right, best rivalry in your opinion in college sports? Maybe a softball, we'll see.
No, and whether I was here in Ohio or not, I think this one is a slam dunk. It's the Buckeyes versus the school up north. Just being around. Football growing up and being just a huge fan of those rivalries of Woody Hayes and the mentality and just loving those games. The rivalry with Bo Schembechler, I mean, those games were always great to watch. Always threw the records out and that was one that was always, fun to, we only had 10 channels back in the day to put find the one that had the game and off you go.
And our final hashtag aspect question. You're wearing the shirt, Salute to Service Month, but it was Veterans Day yesterday. Did you guys do anything special for the veterans in this community?
We did. It's Veterans Day is very important to this organization, and that whether it's thanking, honoring, saluting the people who have served in the armed forces, it's a big deal for us. So we hosted, I think it was over 90 servicemen and servicewomen from all five branches. It was great to see him come out and watch practice and just how much it meant to them and then to be able to look them in the eye and shake their hand and thank them and sign for them afterwards. It's a special deal. I know it means a lot to some of the guys on our team that have direct connections. And I know we're in the planning stages of a Cleveland Browns trip, USO trip over probably somewhere in the Middle East in the spring. So I'd love to be a part of that and looking to see if we can get that scheduled.
Very cool, Coach. Thanks so much. Good luck against the Steelers. And when we come back, I'll be joined by Pro Bowl safety Tashawn Gibson on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on News Channel 5.